This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Paul Lemming, our Green and Gold Insider. Paul, how are you doing today?
Bill, doing well. I'm looking forward to there actually being a football game tonight, unless the Packers did a poor paint job as well. So, yeah, it's good. It's good that football season, I guess, sort of kind of is officially here, or at least unofficially here.
I have flashbacks of when the Cleveland Browns were here one other time, and we had lightning and thunderstorms, and that game was delayed for a long period of time. I hope that's not the case. I know there's rain and thunderstorms in the area today and tonight, so we just keep our fingers crossed that it's just a little bit of rain and they can handle it. But I agree with you. Nothing wrong with the field. Everything's going to be good. This game should go off without a hitch, barring some kind of Mother Nature occurrence. So tonight, what specifically, if you had to say the top three or four things, what are you looking for?
You know, I typically try to start with guys who quote unquote matter, because the best stuff to watch tonight, if you're a hardcore Packers fan or football fan, is going to be some of the stuff that's happening at the bottom of the roster. You know, the guy who's going to be the 50th, 51st, 52nd, 53rd guy on the roster, this is a night for them. You know, so if you really want to get into the nitty gritty, those are the guys to watch. But for the guys who are going to be the difference between the Packers being a possible Super Bowl team or possibly falling short once again, you know, Davante Adams is a guy I think tonight is going to be really interesting to watch on offense. I think John Crockett, really interesting to watch tonight on offense. Those are guys that, you know, certainly Adams more than Crockett, but two guys who will matter significantly. Tough to say who's going to play on the offensive line, but it's not going to be who's going to start week one, because you already know Lindsley's not going to play, and who knows about Lang or Bulaga and anybody. So, tough to say that, but on defense, certainly Blake Martinez. Okay, here you go. Here you go, Rook. Time to step in and probably start. Same goes for Kenny Clark. Those guys, a first glimpse at two guys who, listen, if the Packers' defense is going to be as good as it was last year or better, Clark and Martinez need to be that good. I think the same goes for a bunch of second-year players at corner. Gunter, Rollins, Randall, a lot of good chances, I think, for the first and second-year defensive players to show if this Packers defense is in good hands, or if perhaps it's the early stages of having put too much on the plate of too many young guys on D.
You mentioned Blake Martinez. Are you just looking for him to be in the right place at the right time? See, because what I'm looking for out of him is not only stopping the run, but I'm looking for him on those crossing patterns. I'm looking to see who he can cover coming out of the backfield if he's got the wheels to do it. Because you know from where we sit, Paul, you can kind of look down and see if a guy's capable of keeping up with some of the better tight ends, some of the better slot receivers in the league. That's one of the key things that I'm looking for, because that's been some of the Achilles heel for that Packers defense for so many years.
Well, it has, and I agree with you. But I think what we go in with the expectations on Blake Martinez to basically be the polar opposite of Sam Barrington. Their skill sets, as for inside linebackers in the NFL, their skill sets couldn't be much different, because that is what, if Martinez is going to play a pivotal role, and I know, you know, he's talked many times recently about wanting to be a three-down inside linebacker right away as a rookie, and that's great that he talks about that, that he wants it, that he is passionate enough about that to say it publicly and speak to the media about it. But if you set your expectations realistically for him as a rookie, it's can he be a guy who can cover tight end and running backs on third down in passing situations? Anything he does beyond that, if Martinez is also stuffing running backs at the line of scrimmage or for losses in the backfield, those are bonus points in my book for Blake Martinez. So if he does that, he has to show that he can cover. Because if he can't cover, you know, the Packers, you know, don't have somebody else really. Otherwise, it goes back to defaulting to be Joe Thomas or somebody like that, because Barrington isn't that guy. Jake Ryan isn't that guy. Martinez is supposed to be, so I'm watching for that for sure, and I do think if he does anything in the running game behind the line of scrimmage, at least as a rookie in his first preseason game, I would chalk those up as bonus points for Blake Martinez.
I know it's simple to say, but in this game, what I'm looking for, Mike McCarthy has been preaching a lot about fundamentals. And about pad level and tackling at the point of contact. And I'm looking for all that stuff. I mean, is all this talk about fundamentals, is this really paying off? And are we going to see that tonight, you know, on the field? I don't think they're going to, you know, start blitzing like crazy and out-scheming guys and things like that. Right. I'm just looking for the man-to-man battles. I always equate this to a pitcher with his first start in spring training, trying to get the ball over the plate and maybe trying to have a little bit of control. That's all I'm looking for tonight.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a good point, bringing up the fundamental stuff that Mike McCarthy has mentioned a couple times. You can reference the drills that the wide receivers have been doing, some of the more interesting stuff, despite the fact that, you know, it's not as if the wide receivers are having a great camp by all reports. Yet, you know, there's all these unique drills. So, but at the same time, it's like, you know, if Geronimo Allison has a drop in front of 70,000 people at Lambeau Field, for all of the reports of him having a great camp, that doesn't mean he's not going to maybe drop a pass. But if, you know, if Devontae Adams were to struggle, if Jeff Janis was to have a rough night, those would be interesting fundamental things, because Adams and Janis, you know, are kind of at the near the top of the list of guys who have to have big seasons for the Packers offense. Defensively, you know, you can go back to what Capers has said many times, as far as his defensive guys are concerned in preseason, it's not going to be complicated. He wants them to go out there, show natural ability, see if guys flash, see if there are things that they can do on their own that maybe he can then use to his advantage as the guy calling the defensive plays during the regular season. So it will be more of a true test of, maybe not so much if guys are grasping the playbook, because it should be pretty simplified from a defensive perspective, but does the simplification allow guys to flash and make big plays? And I think we'll see tonight who, you know, again, it's just a preseason game. You don't want to get overly excited or overly disappointed about any one performance. But again, there are jobs on the line. There are position battles on the line. And it'd be a good chance to see if the fundamental stuff they've been working on, Bill, maybe starts to let a couple guys shine through early on here.
So, other than the fundamentals, one of the other guys I'm going to be watching, I think a lot of us are going to watch, is Jeff Janis. Having struggles, again, knowing the routes and knowing what he's supposed to do in certain situations in the offense in training camp. So tonight, other than just on that, hey, Jeff, you sprint and go and just beat everybody, other than on that, I'm looking to see if he makes a couple of catches on some quick outs, or if he gets an inside slant and makes the right move, if he's got a back shoulder throw. I'm looking for all that stuff to see if Jeff Janis gets it.
Yeah, and I think it's part of why, you know, I guess if I had to predict, I'd say maybe Rodgers plays a series. I hope that if Rodgers does play a series, he has an opportunity to make a crisp pass to Jeff Janis, because it will probably be the most signifying, you know, offensively speaking, for the guys who quote unquote matter, the most signifying play of the night. You know, does Rodgers go to Janis? Is it maybe something other than just a go route? Is it something that's more of the complex wide receiver route tree variety? And can Janis make that play? Back shoulder would be next level. I mean, if Jeff Janis and Aaron Rodgers run a back shoulder pass tonight, I think the whole state would lose its collective mind, because it would be like, wow, yeah, this guy, here we go. He's more than just a freak athlete. He's actually learning some of this stuff. I mean, you know, Bill, I agree with you. The Janis thing is going to be – it's already polarizing. And now, depending on the kind of night he has, but I think if he can get a – you know, even as silly as it sounds – if he can just have, there can just be one pass attempt from Rodgers to Janis, the results of that are probably going to be scrutinized as highly as anything that happens tonight, assuming it does happen at all, because the Janis-Rodgers relationship continues to be a story 2 years into it, and I don't think that story is going anywhere anytime soon.
How much do you think some of these guys that have been a little bit nicked up play, if at all?
You want to be precautious. Obviously, certainly interesting guys that have just come back from PUP, Jared Cook, Sam Barrington, you know, even TJ Lang, who came back last week, are you know, how much do you really want to see them play? How much should they play? I'm not even going to pretend to know a fraction of what the Packers medical staff does. So if they're ready, they should play. But, you know, Mike McCarthy's always said, now this is granted, this is in reference to the regular season, if guys are medically cleared, they play. You probably don't take that exact same approach in preseason, because you want them to not only be cleared to play, but also not have even the remotest possibility of a setback or of anything like that. It is just preseason. There is still a month plus before the regular season starts. But if they can go out there, it's probably a good test. Even if it's three snaps for a Barrington or for a Montgomery, those three snaps can maybe tell you, can they go full out right now? Or are they maybe a little bit longer of a process? So it could be, you know, if I was dictating the exact, you know, snap sequences, it'd probably be good to see if they can go against other team competition, if they can go all out, or if they feel limitations within their push-offs or with anything else. So, you know, maybe a good thing to try him out, assuming that those guys, you know, have the full clearance of the medical staff.
Before I let you go, the other aspect that I'm going to be paying a close attention to is Tim Maste. We have not talked too much about Tim Maste at all, but Tim Maste, I'm sorry, he's got pressure. I mean, he can't come out there and shank a ball and have, say, two or three opportunities, two of which don't get over 35, 40 yards, and then the other one's a booming kick, say, out of the end zone. You know, I mean, it's just Tim Maste's got a lot of pressure coming into this game.
Good point, Bill. We, you know, throughout the offseason, you and I had a couple conversations on the air about Tim Maste, but it hasn't come up much recently, despite the fact that he has competition directly in training camp, you know, with Mortel. So, yeah, it will be interesting to see that. I'm curious, like, you know, let's say the Packers punt six times. How many of those are Maste? How does he perform in those kicks? Because, you know, I don't think a punter faces the scrutiny of a kicker. I don't think no matter how much Maste struggles, he would ever – feel the wrath that Mason Crosby did 3 years ago. You know, just because field goal kicking is actually for points and punting is sort of, you know, somewhat in the eye of the beholder. It's more difficult to appreciate hang time on a punt than it is to appreciate whether or not a field goal kicker made the field goal or not. But you're right. I don't think we are facing a month from now of Maste not being the Packers punter. But there's still time, I think, for him to lose a job. I think he'd have to lose the job. And I think that's what you're referencing is, does he do something tonight to make you question whether or not he's going to lose the job? And yeah, that would be – I assume if he gets three or four punts tonight, it will be, you know, not something that every Packers fan is like, oh, yeah, Maste had a good or a bad night. That's not really what a punter is. But certainly from a perspective of is he going to not be one of the five worst punters in the NFL this year? Because the past couple of years have not been pretty if you go back and look at the stats on it.
Paul, it's going to be an interesting evening, and we will chat again on Monday and break it all down, okay?
Looking forward to that, Bill. Thanks, man.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Paul Emming, our Green and Gold Insider, joining us for a couple of minutes, getting us ready for tonight. Tonight, the Browns are in town, taking on the Green Bay Packers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.